Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Speyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, David Howard. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Sean Berry. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Boedeker. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McRae hits a pop-up into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Davis now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco hits a line drive for a single. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Canseco. The throw from Speyer and he is safe. Canseco steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines hits a line drive beyond second. Howard can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Canseco scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Athletics, 1. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Benzinger. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speyer hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Gallego moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallego tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Benzinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. Two outs. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gallego strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick strikes out. Speyer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bordick out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to second. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Benzinger strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brett scores. Stillwell moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Dave Clark pinch hits for Tim Speyer. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jorge Pedra now catching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jacoby is 0-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Steinbach is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell misplays the ball. That's an error on Stillwell. Steinbach moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McGuire is 0-2 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Steinbach moves to third. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gallego is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Gallego hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bordick is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman pinch hits for David Howard. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thurman strikes out. One out. Bill Pecota pinch hits for Sean Berry. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pecota hits a line drive beyond second. Gallego can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike McFarlane pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McFarlane hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Klink now pitching. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McRae is 0-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Shumpert now playing second base. Gary Thurman now playing left field. Bill Pecotin now playing third base. Joel Johnston now pitching. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Henderson is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Benzinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wilson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Thurman. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Canseco is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Baines is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines is walked intentionally. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Baines moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Baines moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. It's 7-2, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Storm Davis now pitching. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 8-2, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stillwell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Eric Show now pitching. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer pinch hits for Jorge Pedra. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Bobby Moore pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pecota hits a pop-up beyond second. Gallego can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Moore moves to third. Thurman moves to second. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for Terry Shumpert. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Moore scores. Thurman moves to third. Pecota moves to second. It's 8-3, Athletics. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. Thurman scores. Pecota moves to third. Eisenreich moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-4, Athletics. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.